Yeah, they are ready. Good morning. How are you doing today?
Good, yourself?
Oh, we're doing just fine. It's Monday morning, so I think we're ready to get started whenever you are on your end.
All right, we just let you know that I have one inmate. His name is Nicholas Wagner.
Okay.
He's on a 10-minute mental health watch, so we're not going to be, he's not going to be present today for this hearing. We'll have to continue this.
So he's on a mental health watch, okay. So at least we know now where he is.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
I'll see you later, and now he's continued.
You know something about him, did you, Mr.
Gomez?
Yes, sir. Speak up a little bit louder. What is your name, sir?
My name is Jeff Angeline, inmate number 290388.
Okay. If you hold on one moment, I think that's what I'll pass down to you just a minute ago, sir. Okay, hold on one moment.
One second, Mr. Angeline. My name is Louis Quinones, and I'll be serving as the panel chairman for this hearing. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, sir.
Just give me one moment, and we'll start the hearing properly. Okay, sir, can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
My name is Jeffrey Edward Angeline, 290388.
Thank you, sir, and good morning.
Good morning.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of your arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on September 14th, 2017. Is that correct, sir?
That's correct.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Seeing no attorney with you in the room, are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir.
I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing with you today. If you can see on the video conference screen, to my far left at the end of the bench is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. At the center of the bench is our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. To my immediate right is the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. And again, my name is Louis Quinones, and I'll be serving as the panel chairman for this hearing. Also in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Osborne. You'll be representing both the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Now, Mr. Angeline, before we get started, I need to swear you in. So do you, Mr. Angeline and Mr. Osborne, solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
So help me God. I do.
Thank you. This hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. I'll begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. When I read the allegation to you, Mr. Angeline, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe the allegation is false, the board will take further information from the Department of Corrections, and then we can talk about it. The board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you, sir?
Yes, sir.
I will now read from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in a criminal ways or company as follows. Violation of condition number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report him for a face-to-face contact visit on or about February 17th, 2017, as directed on February 10th, 2017. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you're an absconder from supervision. Mr. Angeline, is this true or false?
I believe it to be false.
Okay, sir. Being that you stated that it is false, we're going to take further testimony from our community corrections officer, and we will get back to you shortly for a few questions. Okay, sir?
Thank you.
Mr. Osborne.
Yes, sir. Allegation number one. On February 10th to 17th, the offender was seen in office and was directed to report on February 17th to 17. On February 17th to 17, the offender doesn't report. On February 17th to 17, the assigned parole officer mailed a reporting instruction letter which directed the offender to report to the Tucson Parole Office for staffing on February 23rd to 2017 by 10 a.m. He failed to report as directed. The offender's whereabouts are unknown, thus he is an absconder from supervision. Follow-up. On February 23rd, 2017, the assigned parole officer called the offender's cell phone number. The results were negative. It is no longer a working number. On February 23rd, 2017, the assigned parole officer called the offender's sponsor, James Goodwill, and left the voicemail message. The results were negative as the sponsor did not return the call. The offender was not incarcerated in the Pima County Jail. The offender was not admitted to St. Mary's Hospital in Tucson.
Thank you, Mr. Osborne. Back to you, Mr. Angeline. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
What is it that is false about this allegation?
On February 10th, I was told to enroll in La Frontera for prescriptions and for help. Mr. Ollie, my parole officer, told me to call him after I had done that so he can arrange for me to come into the office. When I did enroll into La Frontera, I did leave a message on that answering service for Mr. Ollie to give me a call back at my number. When they sent out mail, they were sending it to the wrong address. I had tried for Mr. Judge Giron, the supervisor. He took my address off of my paycheck stub, and he was supposed to fix the problem. But when I noticed on my parole report that I had gotten here, they still had the address listed wrong. My address was at the time 4441 North Old Remember Road. They had it down as 43 something, and I had tried to take care of that issue on two separate occasions with Mr. Judge Giron. So when they were sending out information for me, it was going to the wrong address, even though I had tried to get it corrected on several different occasions. And I was told by Mr. Allman that my role was at a sentence ending February 28th. So when I was to enroll into La Frontera, he told me at the end of the month I would already be off of supervision, but I needed to enroll anyways for my own self, which I did at the time.
Thank you, sir. I am going to make a motion to move through the phase one portion of this hearing. And that is based on the information in the warrant, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections, I move to find Mr. Angeline delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and that he may have or have lapsed in a criminal laser company.
Second.
Agree.
Just 1 second, Mr. Angeline, and we'll continue with the second phase of the hearing, and during that time we'll have a chance to discuss with you in detail. Mr. Angeline, we're going to move forward with the second phase of the hearing. During this phase, we're going to determine if your supervision should be continued or revoked. Before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Osborne, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information. He'll just remain on the phone. We will come back to you momentarily. Mr. Osborne.
Yes, sir. Mr. Angelino was released from DOC custody on August 12th of 2016. He was arrested on August 18th of 2017 by the Tucson Police Department under the Scott Moore status and was turned back to our custody that same day with 182 abscond days, with a community supervision end date of November 9th of 2017. Current conviction, 2014, theft of means of transportation, 3 years, 6 months. 2014, theft of means of transportation, 3 years, 6 months. 2014, dangerous drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. And 2014, theft of means of transportation, 3 years, 6 months. He's had one term with DOC, has a CUIR score of 2-1, a mental health score of 2, and a substance abuse score of 2. There's no SGD or gang information noted. It's a minimal disciplinary history with refusals to program or job assignment noted. Other arrests, 1996, simple assault, AZ juvenile probation. 2004, assault, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2004, disorderly conduct, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2004, DUI, liquor, drugs, vapors, combo, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. And 2010, misdemeanor, other DUI, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. And he has a community risk score of G3B4.
Thank you, Mr. Osborne. Back to you, Mr. Angeline. According to our case supervision summary, in August 2016, you reported to your approved placement of Transition Living Communities, 843 West Thurber Road in Tucson. In November 2016, you were discharged from TLC for not paying rent. TLC did not provide discharge letter. That same month, in 2016, you reported to your assigned parole officer that you're residing with your sponsor, James Kidwell, at 4434 Old Romero Road, lot number 43 in Tucson. Did you state earlier that address was wrong?
Yes, sir. It was 4441 lot 46.
According to your employment notes, you reported that you're going to labor max for labor each day, no pay stubs provided. And then in January 2017, you reported employment with Cool Auto Detail in Tucson. So I will begin questions by asking this, because I'm not quite sure where the breakdown was, but you were missing from community supervision for 182 days. So, again, why did you state you were missing for 182 days?
I was under the impression that my sentence end date was on February 28th. Mr. Alvin had told me that on several different occasions. And then also, when I looked myself up on the internet, it said February 28th as well.
I don't think that changes that you failed to report in for face-to-face contact visit on or about February 17th, 2017. So you're still, we'll gather further information here from our community corrections officer, but that still doesn't account for you missing from community supervision.
I take full responsibility for that. I was a misunderstanding on my part.
I'm going to ask a question of our community corrections officer for just a moment, Mr. Angeline. Mr. Osborne,
yes, sir.
I think he mentioned earlier some reference to trying to reach out to his parole officers. Anything in the chrono notes about that time of transition in February?
I'm just scanning right now to see. Last point of
contact with February 10th. Defendant admitted to using meth. Defendant directed to enter an IOP into an IOP program and get with this PO. Continue defendant to advise PO no later than 1/17/17 of his enrollment into an IOP program. And that was the last time that they'd ever heard from the offender. There was no contact after the 10th. February 10th of 2017.
Also, I noticed that in the warrant, his original SED was May of 2017, so that doesn't account for a large period of time that he would have been missing from community supervision. I don't know where the, was there any reference to February 28th?
No, sir, I also see May.
Okay, thank you, sir. Mr. Angeline, when you were arrested on your abscond status, what were you doing?
I was actually handing a girl a cigarette, and she was trying to show me this house that, or this apartment that she was trying to rent, and it ended up being an abandoned apartment complex. When I was on my way out to leave, the Tucson Police Department showed up, and they stopped me and her for trespassing.
Thank you, Mr. Angeline. I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. Right. I have no questions from fellow board members. Mr. Angeline, this is your hearing. Would you like to make a final statement before we go into the discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat yourself.
I just want to say thank you for this opportunity, regardless of this decision today. I just want to say thank you. I've spent my time back in here on positive notes. I've been continuing with my recovery with 56 positive NAAA. Out there, I have a sobriety date of March 3rd, 2017. I have options still available to me. I have a support system out there still waiting for me. I was trying to guide myself to do positive things while I was out there. I apologize once again for the misunderstanding of the date. I have a couple of problems, that's why I wasn't going into office direct. And I just want to say thank you for your time.
Well, thank you, Mr. Angeline. We do commend you for pursuing work when you were outside of the prison system and for your recent work with your drug treatment. Those are both very positive signs, and a young person with a lot of future ahead of you, and there's plenty of room for success. The board's going to go into discussion now. It may sound like we're speaking with you, but it is the board discussing the decision amongst itself before we come to a vote and make a decision regarding your community supervision. So if you'll just remain quiet for the next few minutes, we'll go get back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, Mr. Angeline. The board is now in discussion. Full board members, as I just said to Mr. Angeline, I do find it positive that he was pursuing work on the outside, and it seems that in these recent months he's put some effort into dealing with sobriety. One of the last notes that we received was that he was recommended for drug treatment based on admitting his use of methamphetamine. Unfortunately, I can't abide by such a long period of absconding or missing from community supervision. I believe it's 182 days. As well as I think that the remainder of his prison sentence, which is, my calculations are correct, only 38 days, might be best served with him concentrating on his continued drug treatment when he's released from DOC. And putting together a plan for his productive return to the community. I am certainly open to the input of my colleagues, and that's where I would like to begin the discussion.
I do agree with you, Mr. Chair.
Okay, based on the information provided in warrant number 2017W0812, as well as our discussion with Mr. Angeline and information provided by the Department of Corrections, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Angeline was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in the criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Okay, Mr. Angeline, your supervision has been revoked and you'll be released on or about November 9th, 2017. If you heard me during the discussion, that would be only 38 days away, and you're highly encouraged to take advantage of the remainder of your prison sentence, seeking whatever programming is available to you and putting together a plan for your return to the community. We do wish you the best. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and if you could, please give the phone to your CO3. Thank you, Mr. Angeline.